tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome on into Monday, February 17th, 2025 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Man, are we in the middle of winter or what? These temperatures in the teens as our highs, wind. Last night, I thought for sure two of our big trees in the backyard were going to blow over. The winds were horrific. Thank God we didn't lose power. We didn't lose any of the technology out at the transmitter site. The home studio, everything is good to go this morning on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. Today is President's Day. Most of your banks, government offices are not open. Don't bother going there. I believe the post office, everybody, they're shut down for today. Ms. Vicki has the day off from being the Antrim County Clerk. And we have a great show lined up for you today. Lots of information, lots of things to talk about. One of the things that we're looking at here is the possibility that the liberals' heads in Washington, D.C., the state of Michigan, Lansing, all across the country may end up having to have psychiatric doctor appointments, admit themselves into a psychiatric ward because of the things that Elon Musk, Department of Government Efficiency, and Donald Trump are doing, finding. The numbers are staggering. It's blowing their minds what is being exposed. And the thing of it is that is the most troubling. You would think any elected official, Governor Gretchen Whitmer, Democrat state representatives, state senators who control Lansing, the people in Washington, D.C., if they were, in fact, truly American-loving, America-loving, patriotic members of our society, that they'd be applauding everything that they're doing. Waste, fraud, abuse, the money being shipped to foreign countries for things that we have no business spending the money on. Them finding this stuff out and exposing it and saying, we're not going to fund it anymore. We're not going to ship you the money. You would think that everybody in America would be applauding that. What is it that the Democrats, progressive, tax and spend people want more money for our schools, more money for government programs here in Michigan. Governor Whitmer is addicted to economic development. Throw money at it and they will come. Well, if they're finding that we're sending millions of dollars to a foreign country for drag queen shows, don't you think that would be a good thing? Oh my God, I didn't realize we were doing that. Stop doing it, and that's more money for us here at home. Fix our roads, fix our bridges. But no, they're freaking out. I don't get it. Do you? Text me your thoughts. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back. Have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet? Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go, and you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
If you're nearing 65, you're probably being bombarded by insurance companies by mail and phone, trying to sell you this product or that. Laura Bogdan has personally looked after the needs of seniors, taking the time to explain how Medicare works and other benefits you may not even be aware of. Laura is ready to help you today.
I'm Laura Bogdan. Call me today, 231-264-6890, 231-264-6890.
Scott Hawley came to our home and explained all the benefits of investing in a SafeStep walk-in tub and shower. After hearing all the options and features, all while using fresh, chemical-free water every night, made our decision a no-brainer. Call or text Scott at 231-534-0755 to schedule a free home visit. Mention Trucker Randy and get a $500 discount. Again, call or text Scott at 231-534-0755.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number one. I got a text message here from Tim Tarjeff, member of the Sheboygan School Board. It's simple, Randy. Life as the parasites know it is ending. Welcome to reality right between the eyes. Pat Akiak, draining the swamp, question mark. The corruption is being uncovered. Downstate Phyllis, they are afraid that we're finding out that the emperor wears no clothes and we may come after them for their crimes. Phyllis sent me a link earlier, a Facebook post, Steve Gruber interviewing a Chinese reporter. I believe she might be with Epoch Times. Our very own governor, Gretchen Whitmer, and numerous other people, including Mayor of Detroit, Mike Duggan, cozying up, creating friendships with the CCP, the Communist Chinese Party in Beijing, China. Battery plants, chip plants, all the things that they have done, created for our land, farmland in Michigan. Not only for these type of battery plants and chip plants, but they're cozying up to the Michigan Dairy Association, the beef farmers, and general agriculture, perhaps wanting to take over large farmland that's productive, producing food for us here in Michigan, shipping out all over the world, basically. Absolutely amazing. Well, we're starting to expose all of that. You have to understand, this is a process. This process is being exposed. Jeff says, because they are not Democrats, they are not liberals, they are Marxist, socialist, communists, and they're not happy that the gravy train is over. One thing that I find to be very interesting in watching the news shows over the weekend, I'm not going to get into all the details of, you know, Meet the Press and blah, 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 blah. I record them. I watch them, so you don't have to. But the bottom line, they are deathly afraid as to what's going to be found out, exposed, and defunded. If Donald Trump and Elon Musk stay on this line of investigations, I'll give you a perfect example. Pete Hegseth is welcoming Elon Musk to the Pentagon. I believe today, tomorrow, he's going to be diving in to their books. The Pentagon Defense Department, folks, has failed 7 straight forensic audits. I think they may have actually failed their last one just a month or two ago. 800, 850, $900 billion budget, and they can't pass an audit. We've all heard of the, you know, $50,000 toilet seat. You know, $9,000 for a bag of bolts that should have cost no more than $20. It's your local hardware store, made in America, products locally. $20? Nope. Purchase order was for $9,000. This theft of our treasure, our money, our taxpayer dollars, has got to stop. And here's the thing. They think that what they've been doing for all these years is completely normal. You and I knew it was wrong, but they don't. They think it's totally normal. As a matter of fact, University of Michigan, Ann Arbor, whining to their employees last week, my daughter being one of them, she works for U of M Medical Center, had an in-person meeting to basically get together and cry and whine about Donald Trump, Elon Musk, these federal freezes that they're doing, which are being challenged in court, and these liberal left-leaning judges ruling against Donald Trump, Elon Musk, they're going to appeal it. They're going to take all this stuff directly to the United States Supreme Court because they are totally within their jurisdiction of doing what they're doing. Well, where is it in the Constitution that Elon Musk gets to be the co-president? He's not the co-president. He is an advisor, a consultant to the president. That's all he's doing. Donald Trump, the various agencies, departments, now that his people are the secretaries, come on in. Here's the books. Oh, well, they're getting access to our personal information, our Social Security numbers, and all of our bank records. No, he's not. Do you honestly think Elon Musk gives two hoots about your Social Security number, your private banking information? They don't care. They're looking at income and expenses. Revenue in, money out. Where's the money going? Who are they paying it to? That's what he's doing. And man, these people, their heads are exploding. I'm loving it. Absolutely loving it. Because one of the posts that I answered to Elon Musk this morning on his Twitter X account, and I've been calling for this for a long time, so has our Patriot brother Bobby Powell. Breaking news story, J.D. Vance News. Congress has secretly paid out $17+ million of your taxpayer money to settle sexual harassment claims in Congress. House of Representatives, U.S. Senators. Without us knowing the details. Bobby Powell questioned Jack Bergman as to why he would not introduce, unless he's on the list, why would he not introduce and call for an audit and a full disclosure of all that $17 million? Who did it go to, and who did they settle the sexual harassment claims against? We want the names. Release the names. Well, J.D. Vance News asked that very question. Breaking. Congress has secretly paid out $17+ million of your taxpayer money to settle sexual harassment claims for congressional offices without you knowing. Should DOJ investigate this and publicly release the names of every elected official involved? Yes or no? 92% yes. 8% no. I wonder who the 8% is. They said, and I saw a news story over the weekend, I don't know if this is true or not, I haven't verified it on realtor.com, but there is a huge real estate surge of selling homes in the Washington, D.C. area. 75,000 federal employees have taken Donald Trump up on his buyout. You know, the one the judge said was unconstitutional? Well, they said, screw you, judge, I'm taking the money. Donald Trump's paying them through the end of September, along with a severance check, a golden parachute, if you will, take an early retirement. Either that or I'm cutting your job anyway, you'll be fired. They're responding, we'll take the money. They're calling realtors. They're listing their homes. They're leaving Washington, D.C. The rats are abandoning the ship. And the thing of it is, because of how quickly and because of how many of these executive orders and these bureaucratic agencies and departments being forced to do things differently, all the establishment swamp creatures are freaking out. The news shows this weekend, I swear I thought they were going to have absolute strokes right on the TV set. Heads are exploding. And you see, the thing of it is, they don't get Donald Trump campaigned on this. This is going to be the beginning of the golden age of America. It's amazing. Absolutely amazing. And one of the things you have to understand, this is just the beginning. Because as more and more and more of this is exposed, saving taxpayer dollars, spending goes down. Their goal is to cut $1 trillion this year from the spending going on in Washington, D.C. Simultaneously, they want to grow the economy revenue by another trillion. If you cut spending by a trillion and increase your revenue by a trillion, folks, that's a $2 trillion chop to our federal national deficit. Unbelievable. This is going to absolutely blow up the stock market, have corporations moving back because of his reciprocal tariffs. Y'all heard about that. Very simple. You charge us a tariff, we're charging you the same. You want to charge 10, 15, 20% on our stuff coming into your country? Well, we're going to charge you the same coming into America. Equal is equal. Fair is fair. What's good for the goose is good for the gander. Well, guess what? India, Prime Minister of India, talking about investing in America. He said, you guys have MAGA, make America great again. Well, we have MIGA, make India great again. And they have chosen America to be their partner. Now that Donald Trump is in charge, J.D. Vance, vice president, all these cabinet members, they're dumping tons of money into America. They're coming to America to help us improve and be number one in AI and all kinds of other technologies. And they're going to teach us how to make mini nuclear power plants in our manufacturing facilities. Oh, this is going to get good. Safe, reliable, and cheap nuclear energy for our plants. Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, your award-winning news team, covering the